This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. West Bengal registered a record voter turnout of 92.72% in the first phase of assembly polls yesterday, while Tamil Nadu recorded unprecedented voting of 85.14%. In the first phase, 152 constituencies in West Bengal went to polls, while voting for the 234-member Tamil Nadu Assembly was held in one go. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the voter turnout in the first phase of West Bengal Assembly polls was the state's highest ever percentage since independence. Terming the massive voter turnout in Bengal an overwhelming mandate for change, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that 4th of May, when votes will be counted, would mark the expiry of the TMC's 15-year-old syndicate system and Mahajungle Raj in West Bengal. The second phase for the remaining 142 of 294 seats in West Bengal will be held on the 29th of April. The counting for all four states and one union territory, Kerala, Assam, West Bengal, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry, will be on the 4th of May. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is camping in West Bengal, visited the BJP's election control room at Salt Lake during polling hours and reviewed the situation with party leaders. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, Election Commissioners Dr. S.S. Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi kept a close watch on the polling through live webcasting, which was ensured in all the polling stations in both the states. The Election Commission has issued a fresh set of post-poll guidelines for West Bengal Assembly elections. The poll body has laid down strict protocols for handling surveillance cameras and video data after voting is over. Under new guidelines, SD cards used in polling booth cameras cannot be removed immediately after voting ends. They can be removed only at the designated data collection and receiving centre in the presence of the assistant returning officer. All video footage captured during polling must be preserved securely and systematically. No member of the polling party or booth-level officer can leave the polling station until the camera equipment has been fully dismounted. Bihar Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly today during a special one-day session. According to an official notification issued by the Assembly Secretariat, the session will commence at 11 a.m, during which the Chief Minister will move the confidence motion. All ministers and legislators have been asked by their respective parties to remain present in the House for the proceedings. Samrat Chaudhary took an oath as Chief Minister on 15th of April, following which he had to seek a vote of confidence in the State Assembly. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will celebrate National Panchayati Raj Day today. The day commemorates the enactment of the landmark 73rd Constitutional Amendment Act that gave constitutional status and legal recognition to Panchayati Raj institutions across the country. The main event will be held in New Delhi. The ministry said in a significant highlight of the national event, a message of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be read out at the function. It added that the Prime Minister's message will be disseminated among the elected representatives and functionaries of Panchayati Raj institutions and rural local bodies across the country. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare will organize the Northern Region Agriculture Conference in Lucknow today. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the event. The ministry said the event will provide a platform connecting agriculture with new ideas, new technologies and new markets. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend their ceasefire by 3 weeks after talks at the White House last night. Trump hosted Israel's ambassador to Washington, Yehiel Leiter, and Lebanese ambassador to U.S., Nada Moad, in the Oval Office for a second round of U.S.-facilitated talks. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 103 runs in Mumbai last night. Chasing 208 runs for victory, Mumbai Indians were all out for just 104 in 19 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. India's men's and women's team will begin their campaigns at the BWF Thomas and Uber Cup finals in Horsens, Denmark today, aiming to regain the title won 4 years ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.